Okay, we can take questions on anything, whether it's about the bill or about the presentation throughout the evening. Yes, sir.
Just a comment. I called BTE, told them I didn't want the meter put in. They basically ignored me. But what really bothered me was they showed up when I wasn't home, yanked the other meter out, put a new one in. That crashed three computers that were running.
Same year. Same thing.
And that, I think, is just disrespectful. The fact that they were going to put it in, and I didn't have a choice, is one thing. But then to just, without warning, I step out for a half an hour, I come back, and
And those are important things to, am I your state rep?
You can't get out.
Or do you live here?
No, I live in Northville.
Okay, that's an important thing to tell your state rep, or to tell somebody like myself who's a supporter. I remember I had one of the ladies here, a widow, who's here in the crowd, I was told that she and some other older folks that I know were getting calls relentlessly from DTE, saying that, you know, we're going to put the meter in, we're going to put the meter in. And I called them, and I think I got it stopped because I was able to share that, that look what you're doing, harassing these, you know, poor little ladies, what are you guys doing? And it really helps move the debate when we have actual stories. So that story is valuable in Lansing because legislators don't hear, they just hear from the lobbyists of the utilities saying everything's fine and it's going to be wonderful. So we really need to hear those. I don't know if you want to send it in or mail it in, or make sure you CC me. I think you're state rep. Are you in Oakland, the Oakland County side, or the Wayne?
Pat Colbeck and
Heisey, Kurt Heisey. Yes, tell Kurt. And he's a co-sponsor though. But tell him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I would like to keep moving along so we can get as many of your questions in as possible. I see the lady here with the yellow sweater.
I was just wondering what my position would be. I had no warning. I didn't hear anything about meters, and a kid came to my front door, and he shoved a clipboard in my face, and he says, I'm here from the electric company, I'm going to give you a meter. And I didn't know anything about it. I signed a clipboard, he stuffed the meters, and I have two meters. I have one for the interruptible air conditioning, and one for just the regular electricity, and about 3 weeks later, a month later after that, that's when I started reading articles about these meters. And so how do I opt out of this when I already signed a paper, you know, supposedly allowing them, and they're getting no more warning than people are going to come.
Okay. How many were able to hear the question? Okay, let me repeat the question then. The lady is asking, you know, how, once you get the meter on your house, How do you get rid of it? I think you probably signed the paperwork under duress or without understanding what you were saying.
I did email them immediately onto their customer service site, and they emailed me back more or less telling me how puppets are done. You know?
Right. They have been taking a very tough line with this. Their usual practice is to blow off all complaints, all inquiries. They'll play telephone tag with you, say, we'll have somebody call you, and then they don't call, and you call again, and so forth, and you finally get somebody on the phone, and they'll tell you, well, the meter is already on your house, we're not going to take it off. And I've heard even from people who have some pretty serious medical problems with the meters, and have gotten a letter from their, signed by their doctor, that the meter is causing a health problem for them. Even in those cases, most of those cases, the utility will not take the meter off the house. So my advice to people is, you got to stand up to these people. They're behaving like thugs. You have to take the appropriate response. Yes, sir.
Well, my legislation would allow that. Section F4 says that that's within 15 days after receiving your request to remove it, they must remove it.
Well, I'm also a cancer victim. In our subdivision, we have a dream with those electric power lines. For 10 years, my husband, my dog, and I walked under those power lines. My husband died from cancer, my dog died from cancer, and I had cancer. So I feel very threatened when I'm sitting in my living room and the wall behind my couch, which is in the main room of my house, there's 5 inches between me sitting on the couch, the back of my head, and the backside of 2 smart meters.
Ma'am, what I need to do right now is to move along so we can get us. We've only got 15 more minutes before we have to be out of the room, so I want to get a few more questions in. Yes, sir.
Okay, two-part. Can you shield, if you get one, can you shield it? And second, if you have a number of neighbors opt out, how many would have to opt out before the daisy chain signal won't work anymore?
That's a good question. I don't have a good answer for it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Sure.
Okay. I have the phone number here for everyone to write down. This is Eric Nesbitt's phone number.
His office.
517-373-0839. If you want to email him, here's how you spell his name. ARICNESBITT at house.mi.gov. Everybody in this room needs to call him tomorrow and tell him they want that hearing on the bill. 517-373-0839.
Excellent suggestion.
Thank you. I'm just going to say further to you, I've heard the explanation of the people who have said something you answered before. There's a reason that a committee chairman would not take up an issue like this. It's probably because the amount of legislation that's already pending before the committee, so it could fall down, or are there other reasons? It's probably a good reason why we need to do what Debbie just said to do and other things to get as a forefront. Why do we not take up an issue like that?
Well, he can hold hearings, and so it not necessarily he has too much to deal with. A chairman is total discretion. I think Chairman Nesbitt, I wouldn't want to speak for him, but you could ask him or ask his staff to have him call you back. But I think that he doesn't perceive it as an issue. There's not enough people that feel that it's an issue. I think that if he did get the sense that there was a large number, that he would hold the hearings. That's simple. I mean, DTE initially, before I filed my bill last session, they said there's a handful of people that are complaining and there's no issue and we're not going to even think about an opt-out at all. And then I filed my bill and then a day later they said, well, we are going to allow an opt-out. He's been charged for it, but
and that's why he's important. Everybody to make sure you respond.
Ma'am, in the back there with the structure.
This isn't necessarily a question, but
can you speak up?
I'm looking at how many people are here tonight, and I would have expected probably twice as many. I called here because I misplaced my paper and asked the time, and I was told there was no meeting here of this group. I called a second time, and I was told, oh yes, there's a meeting, but it's a closed meeting just of the utility. So it could be that you don't have as many people because they were told it wasn't here.
Maybe you want to kind of follow up on that.
I get the people that have a
I have been sensitive to digital equipment for 15 years. I do not use a cell phone to my ear. It causes burning and water running down my face. I'm a health coach for the Foremost Alternative Doctor in Michigan and Sterling Heights, Dr. Diane Kulik. I have friends across the country. And a year and a half ago, I touched my Apple iPhone. It's a little different, but I want you guys to know that there really is a danger in this. I touched my Apple iPhone very gently to my lips, and I could feel a telephone, a computer 10 feet away, just like you shot me with a taser. I'm 70 years old. I've cried more in the last year. It was connected to the metals inside my mouth, which I had all of my amalgams out years ago, but the dentist never took the metals out of my crown. I just came today, I spent $10,000 on my teeth. I sold my house in St. Clair because there was a tower and I could not sleep from the light, and my husband couldn't understand it because he could not feel it. So if I can help anyone, I have cards and I would like to be active in this. I want to tell you, it's for real.
We need to move on. Yes, sir.
Oh, just to quickly mention, there's a number of videos on YouTube that are shielding from microwaves.
Oh, really?
Ma'am?
How do you distinguish between the 2 meters? How do you know they put one on your
car? Okay, good question. The old meter that's been the type of meter we've had for 60, 70 years is the analog meter. And you see, the old meter, I'm sorry, the old meter has usually like four little clock dials in an arc, and then straight across the middle, there's a big metal wheel that slowly revolves around, like a record meter. And when you read your own meter, you have to read those four little clock dials. That's the old one. There are also some older style digital meters that are not electronic. They're mechanical in nature, kind of work like a car odometer, but they provide a sort of digital display, but it's not an electronic display. So if you're seeing an electronic display and the numbers are flashing, you gotta stop here.
I'll give you that.
Usually they have a blue thing on it. Yes, sir.
Legislation throughout the United States and any of the states that have already passed the kind of bill that we're talking about?
Yes. I will thank you for asking that question. Gentlemen, just ask me if any other states have passed legislation that would be helpful on smart meters. Yes. I want to mention Vermont and Maine. Vermont legislature has passed, and it's the law in Vermont now, I understand, that you can opt out of a smart meter at no charge, and you can keep your So Vermont has done exactly what we want. In Maine, they're still fighting. That on the first round, they finally established that people could opt out, but only with opt-out fees. But at least they can opt out, and they have a choice to keep their analog meter, or they can get a non-transmitting smart meter. They have those choices, but they must pay. Now, the group in Maine is still fighting that through the court system. They took it all the way to the Maine Supreme Court, and the Maine Supreme Court ordered the Public Utility Commission in Maine to take another look at this and to evaluate the health risks before deciding whether people should pay to opt out or not.
Just to add on to that, I just wonder if there is one, even a small utility throughout the United States that has looked at this and said, we don't want smart meters for our customers.
Yeah, some of the smaller ones aren't doing it. I think there's Indiana Light and Power Services, part of Michigan, on the Indiana border. They're not doing it. But all the major ones seem to be doing it. All the really big utilities are doing it.
Yeah,
I've
filed a complaint recently
with
the MPSC regarding multiple unit dwellings. For example, if I opt out, it doesn't matter because my neighbors have two mounted on my condominium. They responded with a press release. I followed up. They responded with nothing except to get my name to Detroit Edison, which is now called twice, to harass me, which I think is an invasion of my privacy. And I can prove this because my name is not on the utility bill. and I gave my name and number to the MPSC when I filed that to those two towns.
And so now that we're probably not representing.
Yeah, can you come up afterwards?
Sure.
I'll get your name.
And now that we're probably not going to be able to get to all of your questions, one of the things that we're thinking of doing is possibly having a kind of a workshop where we break into small groups with a leader for each small group so that there'd be more opportunity for interaction and for people to get their questions answered and get some help with their personal situations. I know there's a limit to how much we can do in a large group like this, so look for that. It'll be on our website when we do it.
You said that your neighbor's smart meter could affect you just as much or more than the one on the river. So if you're in a condominium complex or an apartment complex, you'll never be able to, under these parameters, do anything done with your neighbors.
That's correct. I've got people write to me that tell me that they got a bank of 13 meters immediately below them in their apartment building.
Is that the move or?
I'm not sure, we will have more meetings. I'm not sure where we're going to be yet or how soon they're going to be, but look at our, follow our website and we'll announce it when we schedule it.
Was there somebody back in this area that
so if you get an appliance that's this year or older, you're probably going to be all right. The lady's question was, can we avoid the smart appliances by buying used appliances? Yes, that may be a good idea, and that may be the only recourse we'll have for a while, until we get legislation at the national level to end this madness. But, you know, you're going to, there's a limit to how far you can go with that. Appliances wear out and will have to be replaced someday. I'm sorry? There have been a rash of house fires, especially in Pennsylvania and in Australia. And, no, I think probably things will, that problem will get resolved and there'll be less of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you show of hands? How many people got a sign on the room that didn't have to stall? Quite a few, about at least a third of you. Did it stop them?
Yeah.
We wrote a certified letter and showed
it. We got a padlock, we got a sign, we got a big sign in front of
them. I wrote a letter a year ago, padlocked the meter, put a sign up, and they've left me alone. And everybody that I've talked to, that's been the experience.
They didn't ask me, they just put them in.
About the house fires, I've got an older home. Since they put the smart meter in, I've noticed my window air conditioner, if it's on high, I touch the plug where it's going in the wall and it almost burns my hand. So if the plug is that hot, wiring in the wall is. And then in the winter, we've got an electric heater in the family room. And if it's at 1,500 watts, it's at maximum within several minutes. You touch the plug where it goes in the wall, and it's hot. I have to keep both of those like a half power. So that could be
okay,
sir.
I don't know that that has. I don't know that has to do with radio frequency or electricity. It may just be an overloaded circuit or receptacle itself.
You're okay.
Yes, sir.
No, it's okay.
No.
Installed on my house. I'm in process of, I've already written a letter to both the technology vice president and the president of DTE on this subject. But I was gone on vacation for 20 out of 30 days. During that time period, I got a billing. My normal usage on a kilowatt hour basis is somewhere in the range of 15 to 17 kilowatt hours per day. When I left for vacation, it went to 28 kilowatt hours per day. And it stayed there until I came back, and then it mysteriously went back down to 15, 16.
Interesting. A lot of people, a lot of people have seen strange things happen with electric bills right after a meter's installed. You know, we're just about out of time. I would like, why don't we give a round of applause?